This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Don Gagne. BP hasn't yet permanently sealed its damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico, but it has shaken up its leadership as it looks to the future. As expected, the company announced today that Chief Executive Tony Hayward will step down, and the new chairman will be an American, Robert Dudley. He spoke to ABC's Good Morning America.
What's first on my agenda is to make sure we do seal that well, that the effort contains the spill, we clean up the beaches, we restore the Gulf, and we'll be doing that for a long time. And that is my number one focus, particularly over the next month and a half. I'll be back in the States working on that full time.
At the same time, BP announced it is taking a record $17 billion loss this quarter as it set aside money to deal with the Gulf oil cleanup. For some analysis, we turn to Holly Pattenden. She follows the oil and gas industry for the risk consulting firm Business Monitor International. She joins us from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we just heard Robert Dudley's voice. After Tony Hayward, who was all over the media, the first thing many Americans will notice is his lack of an accent.
Yes, a very slight Mississippi accent. He was born in New York, but raised in Mississippi, so he's very familiar with the Gulf area. And certainly his Americanness is going to really help to restore BP's reputation in the States, both with the government and with the wider public.
So tell us about Dudley's reputation.
Well, the word most often used to describe him is calm. He's softly spoken, as you've heard, unflappable, fairly relaxed. He's very popular with BP's staff. There are some concerns that he might not be quite ruthless enough to push through some of the more dramatic changes that need to be made in order to reverse this culture in BP of lax safety standards. But in general, he's definitely seen as a diplomat and as someone who can really take BP to the next level.
Is he a fixer?
It's difficult to say, really, because when he was in TNK-BP, his former job in Russia, he encountered a lot of problems there. He was certainly very competent, but the business environment worked against him. His diplomatic skills are really what's made him the best candidate for the role right now, as well as, of course, the fact that he's American.
Okay, they announced he's not taking over until October 1st. Why wait that long?
I think it's partly so that the awful set of financial results could be announced by Hayward rather than anyone else, so that with Hayward's departure, we'll end that period of awful history in BP. And October's a good time to turn over a new leaf and take BP forward.
Well, let's talk about the financial picture. BP is taking this huge loss this quarter, $17 billion, thanks to a one-time charge. It's for costs related to the spill. It will sell some assets to pay for it. But what impact will this have on BP's operations?
Well, they've incurred a $32.2 billion provision in these accounts. What that provision is predicated on is that BP will not be found criminally responsible for the spill. Were they to be found criminally responsible, we could see that charge double to up to $60 billion, according to some analysts' estimates. They are selling $30 billion worth of assets. That's an increase from their originally planned divestment. BP's going to be a leaner, smaller, more focused company, and it's going to focus on the biggest fields out there where it can make the most difference while selling off a lot of its non-core assets to companies that are better managed to deal with them.
So even with this one-time charge announced today, even with this money being set aside, BP's stock value is starting to improve again. Can you talk about why that is?
Yes, it's partly because they've managed successfully to cap the well. So they're managing to capture all the oil and gas that is coming out. So we've got no more oil and gas spilling into the Gulf. It's also that they've announced this shake-up of the management team, which is seen by investors as a very positive development. And it's also because their share price has been so pummeled by what happened in the Gulf of Mexico that to some extent the market appeared to have overreacted. So the share price was up 5% yesterday in New York, and we expect to see increasing gains over the next few days and weeks.
And just quickly, what challenges remain for this company?
The most important challenge is to make sure that obviously nothing like this ever happens again. So safety has to be the number one paramount concern. That may require a cultural change among the managers because BP is quite split into different business units. So I think they'll need to integrate a lot more and to make safety the core of the business.
Holly Pattenden is an oil and gas industry analyst for Business Monitor International in London. Thank you.
Thank you.